We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese on a beautiful winter day in the Delaware Valley. Hello, Ike.
Johnny Marks. Holla at your boy.
Well, we didn't know when Howie and Nick Sirianni were going to speak. They gave us the heads up at like 9:15 this morning that it would be at 11. So, short notice, but we did get to hear the press conference. I guess a lot of people were anticipating the answers on Jalen Hurts, right? Like, how would they react to the questioning about if Jalen's the guy going forward and everything else? And, I'm not going to say I was surprised at their answering, but no doubt about it, they're showing a unified, confident, Jalen Hurts is our guy. We told him he's our guy. We're not interested in another quarterback. Were you surprised that's the way they acted, Ike?
No, not really. Right now, Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of this football team, and, you know, it's more likely that he will be the quarterback here next year than not.
Agreed.
Things can happen. Opportunities can present itself, and they could turn their attention somewhere else to improve the team. But I think it's less chance of that happening versus him being back here next year. And so when I was listening to that, when I listened to Nick Sirianni after the game and he was talking about Jalen and his growth throughout the season, yeah, that sounded to me as if that's a coach that looks forward to continue to work with his quarterback to get better. You know, so the Eagles aren't in a position where they need to make some sort of grand statement from a financial commitment to Jalen with a contract extension or anything of that nature, so they don't have to do anything other than what they did today, which is say they've been impressed, they've been pleased with his progress. You know, I didn't necessarily hear he's our starter, and I don't know why we're talking about this. Like, there are plenty of ways they could have definitively come out and said that. You think if Cliff Kingsbury was asked that question about Kyler Murray, it would have been a definitive answer.
Yep.
Right? So we know that. But, again, Howie knows that there is that slight chance something may present itself.
Sure.
That's what I believe. That's what I believe. I also got the sense that if this is the case, it sort of feels like it's more of a continued slow building process that we're going to be going through with the 2022 season. And I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I agree with you.
There
didn't seem to be a sense of urgency. Howie, previously, we'd hear him say, oh, we're always going for it. We're always trying to win. Not that he came out today and he said we're not trying to win, but he certainly talked a lot about getting players and using the draft picks and continuing to build the team. He talked about wanting to be having a home playoff game and having a bye week as opposed to just getting in the playoffs, right?
Right.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of urgency. I'll leave it like this. I agree with you. I didn't get the sense that they're ready to go out in the offseason and spend a lot of money on veterans and free agency and try to improve the team that way.
Right.
I mean, they're going to add some players. Everybody adds players in free agency. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're going to be major players for a lot of players out there.
You know who the guys that we're looking for. We're looking for the Davante Adams, the, you know, Mike Williams from the Chargers. We're looking for those type of wide receivers to be added to this core. I don't know if they're going to do that. So I kind of get more of a mixed reaction and a little bit of confused reaction to what I heard, because and here's why. This is a team that coming into the season, we all felt it was a start baseline. Let's see what we got.
We're
developing. It's year one. Well, guess what? They may have been a little bit better than a lot of us expected. I understand the scheduling. I get all of that. I'm including that. I'm just looking at the development of some of these players, like a Jordan Mailata, like Landon Dickerson getting out there and playing. That the fact that Devontae Smith, I'm just checking my quick facts here, DeSean Jackson, not since maybe him, have we seen a rookie wide receiver come in and have the level of production that Devontae Smith was able to come in. So I can't sit here and say I'm accustomed to wide receivers coming in here in their first year and putting up 900 yards and leading us in every statistical category pertaining to a wide receiver. We've seen over the last half of the season, after Zach Ertz was traded, Dallas Goedert showed he can be a franchise-type tight end. So we got a chance to see some things from some players, and they made the playoffs, and Jalen Hurts improved as a quarterback as the season went along. You would expect, or you would think they would expect, that improvement to continue on the same playing level, if not even take it up a notch or two. So why wouldn't you want to add on to what you've done?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to build on what you've done versus, you know what, we're just going to do, you're going to pick our draft picks, and we're just going to develop guys, and, you know, we're not ready to compete just yet. And that's not where my mindset is at. Like, this season was nice because it was unexpected, but when you're coming off the playoffs, now my expectations have changed moving forward. Now I know you can make the playoffs. I know a lot of that was based on your schedule, but guess what? Now you get the offseason, you have draft capital, and you have salary cap space. You can improve this roster. Hey, they were 7-9 in Carson's rookie year. They won the Super Bowl the second year.
Yeah.
They added players. So it's not as if there needs to be some clear vision on the roster where it says we're ready to win right now. If the most important part, which is that quarterback, if he's taking that next step, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, you should just be a couple of players away from being a
right.
team that
matters.
In
that discussion, yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's the way I would expect them to be thinking, is that we need to build on this. So I would expect, or I was expecting, to hear more of a, listen, this is just the beginning. We know, I love what I heard, I mean, hearing how we talk about the bye week, winning the division, because those should be their goals. That's how you're going to truly get to the Super Bowl. But the idea shouldn't be we're going to slow play this thing to try to get to that, and ultimately we hope that's what we become. No, when Arizona saw what they had in Kyler Murray at this first year, they went and got D-Hop.
Yeah. They added veteran guys to the defense. Listen, yeah.
And it wasn't as if Arizona made the playoffs in his rookie year.
A.J. Green was added to the roster.
Josh Allen, they got Diggs in year two.
They went and got Diggs. So if you believe in your guy, you're going to go get guys.
This is a hedge season coming up, isn't it? Here's the bottom line. We're going to play a cut from Howie, but you nailed exactly what I think, and I think you think the same thing, is that showing confidence behind Jalen Hurts is a good thing, especially when you already know the landscape of what's going to happen with the quarterback position. You know Deshaun Watson already said, don't trade for me, I'm not accepting it, right? Like, no, I'm not going there. They probably have an idea of what's going on with Russell Wilson. If he does want out, is he willing to go to Philadelphia?
They don't even know if Seattle is going to trade him.
Right.
So.
And right now, I don't know if they're going to trade. I mean, Russell's going to decide what happens with that. Mm-hmm. But Russell didn't say the Eagles are a team I want to go to last year when he gave the list of teams. And Aaron Rodgers isn't coming to Philadelphia to play quarterback.
No.
So now you're looking at it. Are you using a draft pick on one of these guys, or does it make the most sense if a Russell Wilson likely isn't becoming available or wants to come here, that you go with Jalen Hurts, you use the draft picks, and you go another year? It makes sense if you believe in Jalen Hurts to add to the team via free agency and via veteran players, right? Because you're saying, no, we can win something this year. We're not trying to build for 2023 and 2024. Well, we think we can make a statement this next season.
Yeah, that's why I said in Wentz's first year as a rookie, they went 7-9. We know that he needed to increase the talent around the quarterback so that he could at least have a chance to reach his max potential, because that's what they believed in. So they went out his second offseason and added players.
Yeah, you can't develop a quarterback when you have Bryce Treggs to throw to.
Right.
And Howie went out and
got veteran
Alshon
receivers
and Torrey.
And then you got him a running game.
And you get a couple of veteran running backs. You added some veteran pieces on defense. All right, so here's Howie Roseman. He's talking about, is it a building offseason or is it a go-for-it offseason?
You know, I think until you're really talking about a team that is hosting home playoff games and getting the 1 and 2 seeds, you're in building mode, you know. And I think that that's where we are right now. Again, going back to just for me, today is a symbolic day in terms of sitting down with coach for the first time and then where we are a year later. And we knew we had things that we had to do to build at that time when we sat down. And I think it gives us the opportunity with some of the assets that we've acquired over the last year to continue to build and also look at our team and think that there are good players here, you know, good players that help us get to the playoffs.
They are in build. Have you ever heard Howie like that talk about building mode?
No, I haven't. And I get what he's saying. I'm just wondering, how are you building? Are you building just through the draft? Or are you going to go out and add proven talent already? Because that's what I worry about. When you're going to put everything into the draft, man, it's a crapshoot. Like, you don't know if these guys are going to be able to play and
how effective their rookie season.
Right. And how good would they be in their rookie year? So how much better will the team be next year if it's all about young players still developing? And more importantly, how close are you to deciding or being confident that you're making the right decision on Jalen if you continue to put just young players around him?
I think it's more than a fair question to ask. Yeah, like, don't you
guys want that can run routes and understand how to read defenses, and that's what those veteran players were able to do to that 2017 offense. It wasn't Nelson Aguilar out there as our number one wide receiver and Bryce Treggs and DGB. It was two veterans. Torrey Smith that won a Super Bowl, Alshon. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what we were dealing with back then.
And Ryan Matthews fumbling the
ball. Ryan Matthews, who couldn't stay healthy. Or what have you. So you brought in guys that have been a part of a winning culture, a Super Bowl culture. All that stuff helped. So to me, I don't know if it's just, okay, we're trying to slow roll this thing. Or what?
The entire
– I'm hoping that's what this was today. I hope this isn't about slow building through the draft.
It's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, I hope it's not.
There was no urgency when it came to today, talking about, no, like, listen, we made the playoffs this year and we feel like we could take the next step next year. And in the NFL, there's this isn't a building league. This is a league where you go for it. Jalen Hurts could be 21 years old, 22 years old. If your quarterback can play, your quarterback can play. He's going on to his third season.
Right.
Jack, you always want to talk about, hey, the way to win in the NFL is with a quarterback under a rookie contract. Not if you're not even trying to win with a quarterback under a rookie contract.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a veteran receiver to see maybe what Jalen Hurts can do?
Take this offense to another level.
Man, 215-592-9494.
By the way, Rager is our number three receiver. Did I hear that correctly today?
Yes.
4 minutes and 50 seconds talking about the wide receivers, Nick Sirianni. And he went over all of them, right down the Ortega Whiteside, talked about the running, run blocking, and everything else great that he does. 215-592-9494. Would you be okay with 2022 building being another building season? Or do you want the team to be more aggressive and go out and get some veteran players to try to win games in 2022.
But let's go. We don't have
they time. Just made the playoffs. So, so what are they saying? It's okay to win 7 games
next
year?
Nah. No.
Because guess what? They were fortunate to win 9 games this year.
Yes.
So if you're bringing in a bunch of rookies, can you expect to be a better team?
Well, because our older players will be older, and they may not even be here, some of them.
Is Fletcher going to be better next year than he was this year?
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't expect so, yeah.
Right? Like, really? This is another building year? I was not expecting to get the tone of that today with Howie Roseman. Not a lot of urgency. with Howie and Nick Sirianni today. 215-592-9494. Phone calls. Will in Frankfurt leads us off. Will, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon on this beautiful day, guys. Beautiful day.
What's up, Will?
It is a nice day out there.
All right, so
yes.
From what I got, all right, he's playing it very close to the chest, Howie.
Okay.
He is building, but I think it's going to be a little bit similar situation like this year. I don't know what I really have, but I know I have draft capital. He's not going to use all three first-round picks. He'll probably trade one of those picks, probably the first one, you know, and get some more capital because this team is in a weird situation. We saw Landon Dickerson develop tremendously. We didn't expect that this soon, but he developed. Devontae Smith is as advertised.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, Mel Williams got more playing time in telling in the game and played some playoff minutes. So with the older guys, we know Fletch is older. We know, you know, Slay is older. We know Johnson is older. We know, you know, Brandon Brooks could possibly.
They need impact playmakers that can make a difference now.
Yeah.
That's what they need.
And we get that. And you can still do that if you do it correctly. Now, we know how he's going to go and mix and mingle in the free agent. He'll probably dabble with the wide receiver. But we also know he will flirt with a quarterback if he likes one. Not a rookie. Now, I don't know if there's a rookie.
Mr. Unlimited.
Listen, Will, if Russell Wilson becomes available and the agent calls Howie and says, listen, we'd like to talk, I'm sure Howie Roseman's going to have conversations about that.
Of course.
Right.
But in terms of, you know, if you want to keep, you know, doing what you're doing for 2022, hopefully, you know, I doubt it, but hopefully Jalen takes that next step. You know, if he does, it's like, great. Third year, we're all in. We'll go all in. I doubt
Hold on.
These people are so full of crap, Mike.
You just said I doubt it twice on what would happen, and one of them was in the third year we'd go all in, and you said I doubt it. Well, when are we going to try to win?
Remember, this is why Doug got fired, because he didn't want to do the five-year rebuild. Remember?
What this ain't, man, I don't want to do a five-year rebuild either.
What are we talking about here?
What?
This is right up Jack's alley. Jack loves a build.
Yeah, this isn't basketball. I'm not doing that. We're not doing that anymore, man. And this is the NFL. You don't have to do that.
How about a three-year? You better be winning,
here's
right?
Here's the thing, though. 2020 was a waste of year, right? That was
yes,
a bad year.
We
know it wasn't a rebuild year, but we also know you didn't do a whole lot to add to the roster. It wasn't like you were going for it in 2020.
Right.
All right, so 2021, we went with the young guns, developmental year. 2022, we're doing it again?
Yeah, see, here's where I have a problem with it, and it's less about, I don't think they should go all in to try to win a Super Bowl in 2022.
No.
It's not about going all in.
It's not about that.
But if you're trying to figure out what you have on this roster, in particular your quarterback, you just can't go back out there with Devontae Smith and Quez Watkins and maybe you add a minor veteran wide receiver. No!
Yeah, see, here's what you can't do. You can't be out here selling Jalen Reagor as a number three when he's a first-round draft pick. He should be, at worst, be your number two receiver. And then Quez Watkins, I'm hearing more good things about Quez Watkins than I heard about anybody else besides Devontae Smith. This is not a core that you go out and beat the likes of Tom Brady Sean McVay and the teams, you know, the Dallas Cowboys. This roster, man, if anything, I'm looking at the playoffs and I'm saying, yeah, it was nice we made it, but do we really belong here? I'm looking at our roster. We have more issues with our roster with the core young guys that's supposed to be here. It's one thing to say all the older players we're ready to move on from, but there are younger players that we don't necessarily believe in.
Yeah.
So they have to go out. Are we coming back with those players next year? I mean, is our receiving core is going to be Devontae Smith, Jalen Reagor, and Quez Watkins? Okay.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, everybody wants them to use the first-round picks on defense. So how do you improve the offense and Jalen Hurts gets better?
I mean,
let's get him some easy targets. Let's get him some guys that get open. Now, he has to do a better job himself. Getting the ball to where it's supposed to go. But that's also – I didn't see a lot of plays from guys other than Devontae Smith that weren't routine plays.
Minimum, they need an Allen Robinson.
Minimum.
You need an above average starter.
Yeah.
That's available out there. Minimum. You cannot add a. I don't even know.
Are we coming back with the same running game?
Yeah. I'm number one in football. I got to.
And most explosive plays, the explosive offense, Ike. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
How many times did we go 3-and-out Sunday?
Every time.
No, they went 4-and-out on the second drive. I think there was a penalty. 215-592-9494.
It just felt like every drive we went out 3-and-out.
I didn't even wake up yet. It was 31-0.
It was an interesting press conference because there wasn't an oversatisfaction from them, right?
Like,
you didn't get the feeling that they were elated with their season.
Yeah, they didn't try to sell us on some great season that they just had. And that's why it's hard for me to read Howie there. Is he playing poker? Is that what he's doing? Because part of me says they have to see what we see.
Is he playing possum?
Or possum. Poker or possum?
Well, both. Both. Like, a lot of people did say, is he acting like this because he doesn't want the rest of the league to know that he's hot free agents,
that he's
still interested in these quarterbacks? See, if they had a conversation, and I believe Nick Sirianni loves Jalen Hurts, and he's listen, he's the coach. So, sure, the front office and the ownership has to say over Jalen Hurts, but when you look at the entire landscape of what's going on out there with the quarterbacks, it's not far-fetched to see how – I mean, we said it. As much as we talked about Russell Wilson and some of these other guys, we always agreed the most likely scenario is that Jalen Hurts was going to be back.
Yeah, I'm less about the quarterbacks. I'm talking about these receivers they just pumped up for 30 minutes. That's what I told you, dude, this passing game is not all about Jalen. These receivers aren't good enough this year.
No, you're right. A lot of it's
good enough. So, I mean, they're sitting here pumping up these receivers. I'm wondering if they truly believe that stuff.
No, they don't.
With if Jalen's going to be here, you give him Devontae Adams or you give him Mike Williams, you give him guys like that, I expect Jalen to be better.
Right, because you know why? If Jalen Hurts doesn't end up being the quarterback, whoever else is your next quarterback can use Devontae Adams or Mike Williams or whoever else. You're going to need them regardless.
Yes.
You're drafting a new quarterback. He's going to need them.
Yes.
Jack, how do we do it? And we'll get to your phone calls on the other side about this. How do we do the wide receiver question, being that it was 5 minutes? But it was.
We play at 3 o'clock. We play the whole thing and we laugh our way through it.
Listen, they spoke more about them than they did the quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's where I'm like, okay, we kind of.
Well, because the longer you go on about the quarterback, the more that we can dissect it.
Yeah, but we also understand that they sort of need a dance partner for that to even matter.
Sure.
Yeah, so they need somebody to want to be here for that to even matter. The receivers are something that they can actually control.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't cost 3 first-round picks and all that other stuff. It costs money, or do you use another first-round pick on a wideout?
Here's what I know.
I'm not opposed to that either.
They need to upgrade. They need one significant upgrade at wide receiver.
I'd say two, but that's just me.
All right.
I'm tired of these wideouts, man. We spent a lot of capital on wideouts.
This is
a draft capital.
Yes.
I wrote this down. Rager, for all the people, and I know Ruben Frank wrote that Rager can't be back next year. Oh, he can. And he will.
And he will.
Yeah, like could he get cut in training camp because he comes in with a bad attitude? Sure, he could get, but he's coming back next year. They're setting it up that Rager's coming back. It's the third year of a rookie first-round draft pick contract.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, Arthego Whiteside is still here.
And they talk.
Why wouldn't Rager be back?
They Sirianni raved about Arthego Whiteside too.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So we're gonna play it.
And he said I'm doubling down.
We're gonna play the 4-minute and 50-second answer, and we'll talk through it. We won't just let play it and talk at the end of it. We'll actually laugh through it. Right? That's a good idea, Jack.
We gotta come on, Howie. We got a lot of money to spend this offseason.
Yeah, like give me a break.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You have a quarterback that's starved for talent on offense.
We threw 16 touchdowns this year,
and you're building. Slow build.
All those one-yard quarterback sneaks, I mean, they look good on paper, but.
And for such an explosive offense, you would have thought they would have more than 16 passing touchdowns.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, where was all these explosions, these explosive plays at?
Like, you don't need to go all in, but you need to be aggressive. You need to be aggressive to improve the team.
Yes.
Look at what they did in 2017. That should be the template for Howie Roseman this offseason.
Yep.
Unless you don't believe in the quarterback. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Your phone calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, missing football on Thursdays?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Today is Wednesday, it's not Thursday. But anyway, whatever. Well, you can still... had something else to add to that. You can still turn every Thursday into payday with NBA on TNT on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back every Tuesday. Just bet a $10 or more same game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Now, same game parlays let you combine the money line, point spread, player props, and more all into one wager. That's the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. Remember, again, if you win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. And when you do win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Get $10 back every Thursday, win or lose, with TNT Thursdays. And if you're new to FanDuel, just sign up with promo code Ike to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 and make every moment more this NBA season. Again, that's promo code Ike exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
I think it depends who's on the board, right? I think it's always an equation of if there's a guy on the board that we think has incredible value for that pick, whether it's in the first round, second round, if we have a group of guys that we value similarly and we can move back. And I think because of the amount of picks we have in this draft, maybe even getting picks for 2023 and getting in a situation similar to this year where we have a lot of picks, we have a lot of value. I think that would be good. But, of course, you know, it will depend on who's on the board and the value of that player on the board.
And that was Howie today, and it was a question asked about the draft picks and draft capital, et cetera. And he, you know, kind of answered the way I think it plays out, which is it depends who's on the board. I think they'd like to have an extra first-round draft pick next year in 2023. But, you know, there's a player there they like, they might take him. So we will we'll have to see. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. All right.
So, see, real quick.
Yeah.
So, here's why I would either need a little more information or I'm somewhat concerned by what I just heard, because we have 3 first-round picks. 2023, that just concerned me when I heard the year 2023. We just did this. So what are we waiting to build for a quarterback next year so we can keep this going? Like, what are we doing here? And I say that to say we get to this draft, and when you see no-brainer, no-doubt players, how about use those picks to go get that guy?
Yeah.
Get that guy.
Worry about now and not the future.
Is this the quarterback thing? Like, what is this?
So what is it?
Well, that's what I would ask. I'm saying, why do I need to worry about if this isn't for a quarterback when I'm talking about 2023, why am I worried about first round picks in 2023?
I would answer that by saying it's probably about it's the hedge of the quarterback.
Yeah,
in case
what
he's
else
not.
Could it be?
Because if you believe Jalen Hurts was truly the guy going forward, why would you wait to try to make your team better now?
That's what I keep saying.
Why would you wait? Why would you wait? Why would you wait in free agency? Why would you talk about this build? It's obvious they have work to do on the roster.
We know it.
But in the NFL, that's not abnormal to where you need to, I mean, it's a constantly changing and evolving league.
Yes.
It's a lot of change.
And you don't have to sit back and say, I'm going to slowly build this thing. You don't have to do that. You know, you can make moves to improve your team. And so if you felt like coming off a playoff season, you were confident in what just happened with your team, you're going to build on that, not with young players. Everybody's going to call up and say, draft picks, draft picks, draft picks, draft picks. Okay, I mean, as long as everybody knows, just be prepared to be very similar to where we were this year.
Or worse.
Or worse, yes.
See, when I hear draft picks, a part of my brain says Stephon Diggs and DeAndre Hopkins with one of those first-round draft picks.
Right.
Right? Like, all right, you had number 19. And I don't know who the wide receiver would be or who the impact player would be, whether it's a defensive end, a corner, a wide receiver. Use one of those first-round draft picks. That's if you think that it matters now, right? Like, does it matter
now?
Assets. It doesn't seem like
yes,
it does.
They're assets. That's what you use them for. I mean, they're assets. You use them to go get good players. I don't need to keep pushing draft picks down the road for another year. Like, I want all the good players now. Like, am I waiting for a safety in 2023? Right? Like, what are we pushing picks to 2023 for? Defensive tackle? No, I got three of them this year. Just give me the three best players in this draft.
I think you know the answer to the question.
I'm just saying, those are rhetorical questions that I'm throwing out there, but I just want people to think about it.
Yeah.
Like, why would I be pushing picks to the following year when we need as many players as we can get now?
They do that in 2017 offseason?
No,
they added veterans on short-term contracts.
You know, when he said 2023, I'm like, I don't want to hear anything about 2023. Like, what? Like what?
Jack, what's your read on the situation?
I was happy. That's exactly what I wanted to do. I heard that, and I was like, thank you. Like, they're finally learning down there. Like, you see the teams around the league right now, Chiefs, Niners, Bills. They should be looking at those teams and seeing how they did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the slow
you want me
build
to go back
Andy
through
Reid.
How they did that?
What they did on surface is they built a team and then got the quarterback. Nah. They built a team with Alex Smith and they moved on.
Don't we have a quarterback?
No, we don't have a quarterback. No, that's why I want to get draft picks for next year if you can get the guy.
I needed you to preface by saying
that. Yes.
I needed to know what you meant by that because I don't understand slow build when Jalen Hurts is my quarterback. You're saying Jalen Hurts isn't the quarterback. You want to continue to slowly build the team and then add the quarterback.
Yes. I want
to talk to me. Okay.
Like the Niners. They built that whole team and then they went and got Jimmy G. Ultimately, he's probably not the guy, so they got Trey Lance. So that's a well-built team. Bills, same thing. Tyrod Taylor got to the playoffs in 2016.
Okay.
And they moved off of him. Like, I want to build a team, and this is why making the playoffs is a bad thing. I'm trying to tell you guys this all year long. Because now everyone's like, well, you made the playoffs this year, you got to go in next year. No, you don't. This team is not good enough. They're far away. And you've got to continue to get good players in the draft. And hopefully, last year was a good start, they can continue to do that.
I just want people to understand that are listening to you, Jack, that
yes.
may be like, yeah, tell them, Jack. I want them to understand your reasoning behind what you're saying is that you don't believe in a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So you do understand that I'm saying we have the quarterback here. There is no other option for a quarterback as of right now. We just made the playoffs. I keep hearing he's getting better, players love him, team loves him.
Yeah, I mean, isn't
why am I looking for another quarterback if all these things are the things I'm supposed to be praising Jalen for?
Isn't the expectation to build on this season and win more games next year? Isn't the expectation
yes.
to try to win the division and maybe get a home playoff game? So are they really just kind of, I mean, they're not punting on the season. I'm not trying to say
but
they're more interested in continuing building and making progress and adding young players than trying to win games in 2022.
Yeah, I'm out.
So does that mean that
I'm out on that theory.
So does that mean
that logic.
Does that mean that Jalen Hurts then is going to be fairly judged based on 2022 with the same group of wide receivers, and so you're signing him to an extension based on that? Like, you got to figure out if this guy is the guy.
Or you could get to the end of next year, and you're like, yeah, I did. Like, I like some of what I saw.
Kind of like this year.
Yeah, kind of like this year.
Yeah, and you don't know. All right, to the phones.
All right.
Justin in Tennessee. What's up, feller?
Well, hi, fellas. How you doing today,
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Justin?
I'm doing good. All right, buddy, glad you're back. Sorry for your loss. I've been praying for you and your whole family, but glad you're back, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
On this thing, they're not going to come out and say, you know, Hurts isn't the guy, or they're not going to lean toward their ideas. If Russ is available, they're going to go after him. You know, because they don't want to give up any leverage, I guess you could say.
Right.
That's my whole thinking. They're not going to come out and say, oh, well, we're not sure. We don't know what we've got yet. You know, we liked what he done, but
agreed.
We're going to look and see what's out there.
Because, by the way, Justin, if Russell Wilson became available, I think everybody would understand that, oh, Russell Wilson became available, things changed. Right?
Yeah,
so that's why what we're doing is changed. As it stands right now, the most likely scenario is that Jalen Hurts is your starting quarterback next year. Things can always change. But I don't think that what they did today was an attempt to not show their hand and they're still making a run at Russell Wilson. I don't believe that.
Exactly. And one other thing I want to add. So I read somewhere that Brandon Brooks might possibly be retiring. How does that work with the salary cap if he does? Does that come off?
So listen, the person that this was put out on Twitter is not a reporter and it was not a report. It doesn't mean that he couldn't have some type of information that says that he is going to retire, but he's not a reporter and he's douchey for saying that, oh, report on Twitter. They answered the question about Brandon Brooks today, and more or less what they said was that they wanted to make sure that he was healthy at the end of the season and was going into the offseason healthy. Do you know what that tells me? They're going to try to trade him or they're going to release him so they're not on the hook for the salary. If they bring him back, they rush him back and he plays and he re-injures himself, it's much more difficult with releasing him and you're sure as hell not going to be able to trade him. So I don't think he's on the team next year.
Yeah, I don't either. And one other name I want to throw out there that I've not heard much talk about is Calvin Ridley. I know he missed a big portion of the season with some. I think he took some time away from mental health and stuff
yes.
like that.
Yes.
There's talk that he could become available. I would be fine with adding Calvin Ridley, but they definitely need to add a veteran wide receiver. I mean that unfortunately that should be priority number one. We've thrown so much at the receiver position and seems like only one of them's really stuck. But anyway, that's my two cents, guys. I'm gonna get off and keep listening. Love you boys. I mean it.
Thank you, Justin.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, right? I think with them on the Jalen situation, that's gonna sort of play itself out. They have Jalen here, but if you're saying to yourself, coming off of this year, looking at this offense, you're happy with what you saw and the progression of your young wide receivers, and you're excited about the future and moving forward with them, and we expect them to do some real nice things. I don't know if that was just lip service or is that, you know, because you can go out and improve the team by adding talent and free agency and making the offense better. That'll make Jalen better as a quarterback.
What would you say the weakest positional group on the team is? Right now, at the end of the season, it's not offensive line. Tight ends are good. Running backs are kind of what you know.
We got one tight end.
You got one tight end. Yeah. Well, I mean,
Tyree Jackson's one for one with touchdowns and catches.
One tight end. I don't know where.
Who doesn't have reliable hands?
Yeah, I'm enamored with Tyree Jackson too, but I need to see him. And I know what it looked like when we had two tight ends. You know what it looked like? It looked like either Zach Ertz and Trey Burton with Brent Celek, or it looked like Zach Ertz with Dallas Goedert, and this guy didn't look like what I saw this year. We got one tight end.
You got one tight end.
Yeah.
Defense, the defensive line's older and not all that productive. The corners where Steven Nelson's going to be gone. The corners need, but you do have Darius Slay. I guess what I'm saying is
both your safeties are gone. We don't have any safeties.
Yeah, the defensive backfield. But wide receiver, you have Devontae Smith, who was a rookie. Mm-hmm. You have Quez Watkins, who looks like a decent role player.
Yes.
And then what do you have?
Yeah.
In a passing league.
Yeah.
Zero. Where you're trying to develop your quarterback to where you don't have to be a heavy running offense. You have zero. And you're really not going to add to the wide receiving room. You're really not going to make that a priority. That would be one of my top priorities in the offseason.
Yeah, see, I would have liked to have just – obviously, I can't speak for them. They say what they – want to say and feel the need to say. I just if I'm as a fan, right, and I would have wanted to hear more of a this was the beginning of this could be the beginning of something very good that could be long-lasting. We have a lot of young players that are in their first or second year. We have a core group. We're going to build on that. We're excited about what – like, I would have – you know what I mean? I would have felt more of that. I would have wanted to hear more of that and even adding on to it.
Yeah.
Adding on to it. So it was almost – it almost felt like we like what we saw this year from some of our young guys, but we still know we got a long way to go. And this isn't a short, quick fix sort of thing. This is something that we're going to have to build and build it right. And I just, man, this is the NFL, man. How many years do you go to training camp talking about rebuilding? This is the NFL,
not
man.
This
teams
team.
Don't do that. Yeah, we don't do that around here. So we just did that this year, and everybody was accepting of it.
Yeah.
The majority of people were accepting of it. Now we're going to do it again?
Yeah, normally Howie's answer is that they're always looking to improve their team, and they're always looking to add talent. And you don't have to rip your young wide receivers who you know aren't very good by still saying that you're looking to add talent at all positions. At all positions, you're looking to add to the team.
By the way, it's not about ripping them. It's letting them know what they did this year wasn't good enough.
Right.
So everybody's on notice. That's what it is. I don't need to get in here and call everybody bums and this and that and the other, but you can easily say, like we see with other teams, the play at the wide receiver position was not acceptable. It needs to improve. Like, you can hold guys accountable without just showing your hand.
It seems like they did that with Reagor, and we'll play the wide receiver answer coming up at 3 o'clock. Jack, do you have a question and answer on Jalen Hurts? This is with Howie. Here it is.
Have you seen enough from Jalen this year to comfortable with him as your quarterback moving into the future?
You know, we talk about Jalen and the growth he had, really first-year starter, second-year player, leading this team to the playoffs, tremendously impressed by his work ethic, his leadership. The last time we talked was during camp, and we said we wanted to see him take the bull by the horn, and he certainly did that.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
There you go. So the first answer was kind of a weird answer, but then on additional follow-ups, Nick Sirianni and Howie both said that they saw a lot of growth of him, and he's the guy. So there you go. Let's go to OG Wade. OG Wade, are you comfortable with building this team up, or you want the Eagles to be aggressive in the offseason? What's up?
First of all, how y'all doing, gentlemen?
How are you?
What's up, OG?
Let me preface this by saying this here. I think that we need to we as a fan base and as listeners, we kind of want to hear what the plan is. And then when they say what the plan is, if we don't like the way they said it, we want to criticize it, which is human nature to me. Okay, I got that. Mm-hmm. But what I want to see is action. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe that Jeff Lurie and Howie Roseman had Jalen Hurts in their plan the moment they drafted him. We can talk all this crap that they drafted him to be a backup quarterback. If you look at Doug Peterson, that fist pump that he gave when they drafted Jalen Hurts, there's no way in the world you do that for a backup quarterback. That was a plan. And to them, it was a four-year plan. We're in the what? Year two on that, Ike?
We just finished year two, yeah.
Going next year, they already know they don't have to give Jalen a dime. They ain't got to buy him a dozen of roses. He's already under contract. You ain't got to extend nothing. But what they got to do to solidify that investment that they made that draft day was put weapons around him so that you know 100% at the end of that year, next year, you're going to know if Jalen is your guy moving forward or not.
Yep.
You don't have to do it right now. But what you got to do right now is you got to trade one of them number one picks, preferably the one ours. I would go to Denver, and I would try to get Devontae Williams, their running back. I will send Miles Sanders there. I will give them that pick and Miles Sanders and whatever else they want to get that guy. That guy is a tremendous athlete. Then I will get Mike Williams and Christian Kirk. And I don't give a damn what the hell Jalen Reagor do. He can stay home and pout all he wants because guess what? Organically, it worked out, whereas though he fell flat on his own face. The fans ain't got to boo him.
No.
Howie ain't got to release him and say, you was a bust. He was a bust.
He busted himself. So we don't owe nothing to that. And, yeah, draft bad draft pick, first round, okay, we got that. We did it before. Right. So let's not act like we ain't never missed on a first-round pick before. But, right. I'm very happy with what they doing. I don't like what's coming out the mouth.
Let me see.
I have foresight.
So you're saying this is just the beginning of the offseason. They're not showing their hand, but I'm asking OG Wade. I know what you want them to do. And by the way, I like those players. I just don't see why the hell Denver would send us Javonte Williams for Miles Sanders. I would gladly go ahead and make that deal. Do you believe that's what the Eagles are going to do?
No, not necessarily.
Go ahead.
Here's what I believe they're going. I believe they're going to get two receivers in here. We definitely need a big body. I don't want no – don't give me the guy from Atlanta, please. I'm done with the midget. Oh, I'm sorry. I said that. I'm done. I'm done with the little receivers, okay?
Yeah.
We got that. I don't want no more light-in-the-ass receivers. No. I need some beef.
Need big body guys. Big body guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It really pops out and it grows.
And I'm going to be honest with you, Ike.
Yeah.
We are in a perfect position right now. We've actually seen things that's constructed way better than we are at quarterback and roster-wise that we're not successful this year. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not like we got to ride a riddle or look at someone else and see what they know. Do what Philly know what it needs to do. Just bring me something. I don't care what everybody else is doing.
Okay.
Solidify your own team, and we can rock out from there.
All right.
That's awesome.
All right, Wade. Appreciate it. I mean, sounds
like he wants them to be aggressive.
Yeah, but he thinks that they're not being honest and they will be aggressive.
Right.
I don't get that sense. I don't get the sense that they're going out and they're going to go after a Mike Williams, a Davante Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Allen Robinson is probably the second-tier wide receiver or the lower first tier, but even in Allen Robinson, he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
Smith-Schuster, I'm not a huge fan of, but you know, like he's had some success in this league.
Dude, you got a picture of all these dudes lined up with Devontae. All these dudes make this offense better than what
yes.
we have. They all do. They all make them better than what we have.
Regardless of where they are in this building process they're talking about or who their quarterback is, they should want to get one of these wide receivers because it's a need. And it's in a passing league. Unless you don't care about winning games.
Yeah.
And I have to believe that they don't want to lose 11, 12 games next year. Let's go to Tom. Actually, Tom, hang on a second. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your reaction. Howie and Sirianni press conference. But speaking of that, Nick Sirianni gave an answer on the receivers. If you missed it, well, you don't want to miss it. We'll play it coming up next. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about scoring big on the NBA action. With this special offer from BetMGM, place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. And if either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets. That's regardless of your bet's outcome. Use the bonus code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S, 200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy the NBA like never before with live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions. Plus, earn M Life rewards through BetMGM online play to use at any MGM resort nationwide. Turn loyalty points into comps for room nights, restaurants, and more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.